Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Believers may doubt their salvation in times of depression or persecution, but Jesus made it clear that no one can ever take us out of his hand, not even we ourselves. Now that's security. Today we rejoice in another gift given to the redeemed. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on the inheritance of the redeemed. We're learning about the gift of security as seen in John chapter 10. Here, Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd.
My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, that is, life without limit. It is a surplus of life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one, one in essence. Notice what Jesus is saying. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. I give to them eternal life. That means life forever without any sin ever coming in between. Don't you look forward to that? When we can be with a good shepherd and there's no sin that mars our fellowship. Life begins now. Eternal life begins now. But after death and after the end of time, that's when we really experience it in its fullness. Jesus says, I give to them eternal life, and they will never perish. Notice, I love this, two sets of hands. They will never perish. No one will pluck them out of my hand. Oh, you say, but free will, I could pluck myself out of his hand. It's a little more difficult even than that. And that is, according to the Apostle Paul, we are his hand. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. So Jesus said, no one will pluck them out of my hand, and my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one will pluck them out of the Father's hand. So you have the hand of the Father, and you have the hand of the Son, hands in harmony, and that's where the sheep are, secure, belonging to him forever. And he will see to it that they arrive home. When you think of the security of the believer, please keep in mind, and this is the major bottom line I want you to understand today. When you think of the security of the believer, remember this, it is not even rooted in our own faithfulness, though obedience is assumed on the part of those who are genuinely converted. It is really dependent on God. Your Bibles are open, I hope they are, or your cell phone. And you'll notice it says this, my Father, verse 29, who has given them to me is greater than all. The sheep are a gift from the Father to the Son. This is found all throughout the Gospel of John. And Jesus said that they are a gift. Now, can you imagine Jesus losing one of the Father's sheep? Let's suppose, for example, that you had a situation in which a shepherd were given 100 sheep. And he comes back in the evening and they count them and it's 95. And they say, where are your other 5 sheep? Well, you know, they were rebellious. They have free will. They wandered around based on their own freedom, and what was I to do? I mean, I didn't want to interfere with their free will. The other shepherds would laugh at them and say, free will, big deal. You were given 100 sheep at midnight. You have 100 sheep here. And if you count 95 when you get in, you go out and you find the other 5 and you bring them so that they're all home by midnight. That's what good shepherds do. They don't lose sheep along the way. Oh, you say, but you know, I know this boy who really loved God. He was converted. He attended Bible studies, and now he doesn't believe anything, and he's out there living like the world. Let me say two things about that boy. First of all, the reason that he's in the world is probably not because of any doctrine or because of any intellectual arguments. It almost always has to do with lifestyle. That's the first thing I'll tell you. And the second thing is that maybe he didn't genuinely believe. You know, Jesus, when he told that story about the seed, he said that there was some seed that fell on shallow ground that immediately sprung up and brought joy to the sower, but it had no root. Maybe that's an explanation. I don't know. But second, may I encourage you by saying that as long as that person is living, we still not have seen the end of the road. There are some people whom God has to drag from one briar patch to another and let them suffer and get entangled in everything until they say, I'm coming back to the shepherd. There are some people like that. Oh, none of you, of course. You would not. No, I'm not talking to anybody who's stubborn. We all are. And at the end of nightfall, God's sheep will be in the fold safely. By the way, there are many of you listening to this. I hope that you're not taking this promise for yourself unless you are indeed God's sheep. See, it's easy for you to listen to this and say, well, you know, here I am, I'm a Christian, and I would assume that most of the people listening to this message are, but that would be a wrong assumption if I thought everybody was. Like one guy said, well, am I a Christian? Well, I'm in church, aren't I? Yeah. Wasn't planning on saying this, but so is the devil. Unless there's been a time in your life when you recognized and you repented of your sin and received Christ as Savior. It doesn't happen just by going to church, though I appreciate the fact that you're going to church. It happens only through those who come in repentance and faith. And that's how you find out whether or not you're part of the crowd of the elect that we've been talking about. You come to Christ and he will receive you. There is a woman by the name of Lina. Really, her name was Carolina, but she became known as Lina. This was in the 18th century. And her last name was Berg, so it's Lina Berg from Sweden. At the age of 23, Lina was on a boat with her father, and the boat lurched, and he fell overboard. He had been a pastor, and she watched helplessly as he drowned. Then 2 years later, her mother died. And then she married, and they had a son who died. What do you do with all that grief? You can do one of two things. Either A, you can choose to become bitter and angry at God. That's one possibility. Very detrimental and bad choice, but it happens. Or what you can do is to do something different and say, I'm going to pour my grief into something that will be of benefit to others, because the circumstances of life are not going to interfere with my absolute confidence that the trials of life do not count against God's love for his sheep. So Lina Berg wrote the words of a hymn, which is, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. There's no cause for worry or for fear. But she also wrote another song, Swedish song, of course. When I became pastor of a Swedish Baptist church north of here, many, many years ago, people began to die. I don't think that there was any direct connection with my coming. There were a lot of older people in the church, and I remember counting, I think I had 25 funerals in maybe 4 or 5 years that I was there. And in every funeral, because of the Swedish background, this song was sung. We have already sung it, but I've asked Tim that we sing it a second time. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto them his grace he showeth, and their sorrows all he knoweth. Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely, to preserve them pure and holy. If you are God's sheep, you will make it to the other side of the river, where the Good Shepherd is going to call you by name and express his love to you as a gift of his incredible grace. My sheep hear my voice. They know me. I follow them. They follow me. They will never perish. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll give us a great deal of comfort by the fact that we do know you, and that through faith in Christ, we are one of your sheep. For those, Lord, who aren't, we ask that you will help them to understand their need, overcome their blindness to their own need, and show them the beauty of Jesus, the Savior, the Good Shepherd, who leads us, who directs us, who restores us all the way to eternity. We pray in his name. Amen.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I want to emphasize again, if you've never come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, in other words, if you have no assurance that you are one of Christ's sheep, would you believe on him today? Now, salvation is complete for those who trust him, for those who believe in him. So you may be listening in your home, in your car, in an office. I don't know where you are listening to this message. But wherever you may be, if the Holy Spirit of God has prompted you, this would be a marvelous opportunity for you to come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Trust him. Acknowledge your need and believe on him. And if you've done that, would you let us know? Here's the way you do it. You go to our website, moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. And then you will find a contact button and you click on that and let us know that we've been a blessing to you, especially if you've come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. This is part of a larger series of messages entitled The Inheritance of the Redeemed. Listen and be amazed.
Knowing that a glorious eternal destiny awaits makes any believer's present suffering worthwhile. Next time on Running to Win, the final gift God gives to all who trust Christ. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.